Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Minister Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the series, 14-day challenge radio series on learning how to forgive others. We're in days 11 and 12. I'm excited about it. We're almost to the finish line. And so I'm prayerful that you have been blessed with this series and that if you are someone who is finding it hard to forgive others who have wronged you, who may have said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing, I'm praying that this series has helped you to come to terms with how important it is to forgive others. It's more important for yourself. I know you've heard that said more than one time as we teach that throughout the body of Christ, that forgiveness is more for you than it is the other person. Emotionally, that is correct. Spiritually, it is correct. When you harbor unforgiveness, it creates a lot of emotional pain on the inside of you that stops you from living the more abundant life that Jesus came to have us to live, as well as it keeps you from being able to freely love other people because that unforgiveness gets in the way. Sometimes we harbor things and we hold grudges way too long, and we don't realize that the other person has gone on with his or her life, and while you're sitting there harboring that grudge and repeating that thing every day, that you are hindering your life. And so while you're hindering your life, you are missing opportunities to experience God's goodness in your life, to experience the joy of the Lord in your life, and to just have a peaceful life. That anger, that bitterness, all of those raw emotions from unforgiveness stops you from living peacefully as the scripture tells us to live, and you live according to that pain. So on today, we're going to be talking about how to let go gracefully, even when it hurts. How to let go gracefully, even when it hurts. Forgiveness spiritually can be a one-time statement that you make, I forgive you, but the process in certain situations goes beyond just that you saying it one time and then it's done, you know, it's all over with, you forget it, you never think about it again, it doesn't bother you anymore. In most cases, when we are forgiving people spiritually, we are forgiving them, that's just it, we're forgiving them by faith and we're forgiving them spiritually. And so there is still a process that you have to go through that helps you to not only just say, I forgive you, but to mean it and to let it go so that it doesn't linger around and hang around. Because you could say it and walk away and still be extremely mad about what happened, or extremely bitter if you let it sit too long and fester too long. And so when you talk about forgiveness, remember I say you need to create a forgiveness practice, if you will, something that you take yourself through to make sure that nothing is lingering there, that there's no bitterness, no resentment there. You know, we talked about that on another show. You have to really develop for yourself a forgiveness practice, one that is going to mean something to you, where you're saying, I am truly letting this go, and I want to let it go gracefully. I don't want to let it go full of anger where I'm now coming across as self-righteous, you know, because that doesn't last. You know, I'm going to forgive you because that's what the scripture says, and so I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's over-spiritualizing it. That's not processing it. That's not gracefully letting go so that it doesn't linger in your spirit and cause bitterness and resentment in your life. And so I'm going to talk to you briefly about 12 biblical steps for letting go of unforgiveness gracefully. Before I say that, give you the 12 steps. Remember I said on another show that forgiveness has to be something that you want, W-A-N-T, all caps, something that you want to do. We are told to do it in scripture, but for it to be beneficial to your life, for it to be beneficial to you spiritually, you have to want to do it. I'm forgiving you. I don't necessarily want to do it. That's what the Bible says for me to do. Mm-mm. You have to want to do it. So make sure when you begin this journey, if this is the first one you're listening to, go back all the way to the beginning. The replays are available to you out there. So make sure that you go back and you listen to starting with days 1 and 2. It's grouped in every 2 days. Go back and take your time and listen to the teachings over this series so that you can position yourself to want to forgive, to want to let the unforgiveness go, so that every time in your life, as much as possible, when something is said or done to you, you already have in place a process that you take yourself through to make sure that you are forgiving others, that you're not harboring unforgiveness, and that you're letting things go. You have to want to forgive. And if you choose not to forgive, then your emotions and your mind will tell you exactly how you're going to be living the rest of your life. And it's going to be in an unforgiving way. You're going to be full of anger. You're going to be bitter. You're going to hold grudges. You're going to be full of resentment. You're going to become a resentful person. You're going to become a revengeful person, where you take revenge against others. Rather than forgiving them, you find a way to hurt them back or to do something that stings them worse than the sting of what they did caused you. So make sure that's not the way we are to live as believers. Christian believers. So let's walk through the 12 steps for letting go of unforgiveness gracefully. It is hard at times, but you can do it. And if you follow these steps, or you can rearrange these scriptures, I put these scriptures in a particular order to give you 12 steps to follow. So be sure to write the scriptures down. And in your journal, look over these scriptures and go back and say, you know, here's where I am. Let me take this scripture and let me pray over this and let God work this in me as I go through this process. So, you know what you're going through, and you know what level of unforgiveness you're at. If you've been angry for 5 or 10 years over one thing, that's a lot of unforgiveness in one situation. So you've had 10 years for something to fester and build up in you. So you really will have to work through all of those emotions that incident caused in your life. And you got to go back and look at, what are those missed opportunities that I had because I was being resentful or I was full of anger and bitterness? I missed some opportunities. I displaced my anger at times because what I'm angry about, when I see someone else, I take it out on them, knowingly and unknowingly. So you have a lot to work through to get to this place. So yours is truly a step of faith when you say, God, I want to let go of this unforgiveness. Teach me to be whole again. Teach me to be loving again. Teach me to be trusting again. Teach me to be a forgiving person. That is done by faith, but you have to walk through a process of letting the healing take place in your life so that all of those things that you say you are desiring can literally manifest in your life and show up in your life in different ways. Start with these 12 biblical steps to letting go gracefully. Number one, let God console your soul. That's number one. You have to let God comfort your soul. You have to let God's comfort delight your soul. Psalm 94, verse 19 says this: when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. The only way that's going to happen for you, you have to get into the Word of God and begin to let the Word of God become the comfort that you need in what you're going through right now, the comfort that you need in learning to forgive others. Number one, let God console your soul. Or you can say, let God comfort your soul. Psalm 94, verse 19, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations, your comfort cheers my soul. Very important. This is number one. You have to make sure you get your spirit right. Remember I said on another show, your inner man needs to be strengthened. So in order for you to go through a process of letting go, you have to let the Spirit of God comfort your soul, comfort your spirit. Because until you can quiet your spirit and fill it with the joy of the Lord, this process is going to be extremely difficult for you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You need the joy of the Lord to become the strength in your spirit right now as you go through this process of learning to forgive others. Number two, decide that it is time to cast away any unforgiveness. God, if I want you to comfort my soul, if I want your comfort to be the delight in my soul, I have to cast away all unforgiveness that is lingering in my spirit. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 6. And we know chapter 3 is the chapter that talks about there's a time and a season for everything. Ecclesiastes 3, 6 says, a time to seek and a time to loose, a time to sleep, and a time to cast away. There comes a time when you have to cast away unforgiveness that is lingering in your spirit. You have to cast away not just the unforgiveness, but everything that unforgiveness created in your spirit, wrath, resentment, being revengeful. You have to cast all of that away. There's a time and a season for everything. And if you want to learn to forgive, this is the time in your life where you have to cast away all unforgiveness. You have to let it go. And you can let it go gracefully so that it can just leave your spirit and God can begin to heal your spirit. Ecclesiastes 3:6, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Step three, find rest in God. When you say, God, I'm casting this away to you, I'm casting it out, I don't want it to linger in my spirit anymore, then you need Matthew 11, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Step three, find rest in God. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Anytime unforgiveness is lingering in your spirit is heavy. You go around just with this weight on your shoulders because you're so hurt and so angry about what happened to you that you cannot function in life. You don't get any rest. You toss and turn at night. You don't rest even in the daytime. When you're at work, you're full of anger. You walk around huffing and puffing sometimes every day. You need to find rest in your spirit. And Jesus says, if you labor and you're heavy laden, come to him and he'll give you rest. You have to learn from him. And that means it goes back. You have to learn to let the word of God comfort your soul. Let the word of God bring delight back into your life. Bring it back to your soul, back to your mind, back to the words that you speak, back to how you hear things. Your entire being has to be comforted by the word of God. So you want to find rest in your spirit, find rest in your soul, so in your mind, so that you are no longer walking in unforgiveness. Number four, let go of the pains of unforgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4, 31 and 32 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Look at all of that that lingers in your spirit when you're unforgiving. Bitterness, wrath, anger, slander, malice, you name it, unforgiveness can create it in your heart. And you can find yourself doing all of these things because you're angry at someone who's hurt you, at a situation that happened in your life. It says let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Number five, let go of the anger of unforgiveness. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Sometimes we are so angry about what has happened, we try to take rest at night and we let the sun go down on our anger. And we toss and turn throughout the night. We don't sleep well. The enemy gets into our thoughts And we in our minds start replaying those incidents and situations, or you hear over and over again what the person said to you that caused you some emotional harm or hurt. And all night long, you toss and turn because the sun has gone down on your anger. Let go of the anger of unforgiveness. Let it go. It comes back to the peace of God, right? You can still learn how to process it, but spiritually, you have to let it go, because if it festers and the sun goes down on your wrath, I guarantee you that when throughout the night, you won't rest well. And when you wake up in the morning, that very thing that kept you tossing and turning all night is going to show up the next morning when you wake up. And you're right back to the beginning of this thing of being hurt and feeling angry about what someone did or said to you. Number six, let go of the anxieties of unforgiveness. Philippians 4:6 says, be not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Do not be anxious about anything. Anxiety of the heart causes a man to be in despair. It causes you to not be a happy person. It causes you to walk around as if you don't know what the joy of the Lord. You have not ever experienced the joy of the Lord in your heart. So do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God, it is my desire to forgive. It is my desire to not be angry and not be bitter about this. So I don't desire, I cast these anxieties upon you because I don't want to be hindered in my walk with you and in my life by this unforgiveness. Number seven, cast your cares upon God. In order to not be anxious and to let go of anxieties, you got to cast your cares upon God. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Casting all of your care upon God because he cares for you. Anxieties, those things that causes your spirit to not rest and to wrestle in your spirit, causes your thinking to become distorted and go in disarray because there's too much going on at one time, causes panic attacks, causes you to be panicky about situations, not trusting people, not loving the way God intends for you to love, not living peacefully, not enjoying the fullness of God in spirit in your life, not walking in the fullness of his grace that he gives to you, his new mercies, that are new each and every day. Anxiety causes you to miss those things. So when you cast your anxieties upon him because he cares for you, then you can make that request known to God that you desire to be free from anything that hinders you from being unforgiving and walking in the peace and living in the peace that God has purposed for your life. Number eight, believe that God can make it all work together for your good. Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Believe that God can make all things, make it all work together for your good. Every situation, every bad word said, spoken to you, every harmful thing done to you, God knows how to make it all work together for your good. If you love God, he knows how to make you come out on the other side victorious through the power of Christ that works on the inside of you. If you're called according to his purpose, God knows how to take a situation that has harmed you, words that have pierced your spirit and caused you pain. He knows how to take those things and make it all work together for your good because you love him and you are walking according, you are called according to his purpose. Everything comes back to trusting God. Step nine, let go. Isaiah 43:18 says this, verses 18 and 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. If you're learning to let forgive others and it's been hard for you to forgive, you're going to have to let it go. By faith, you're going to have to let it go. God wants you to not remember the former things. He wants you to not consider the things of old, those things that are lingering in your spirit, holding you captive in an unforgiving state. That is holding you captive, keeping you in bondage spiritually. He wants you to let it go. And he wants you to see new things happening, new things springing forth from your life. He wants you to perceive that there's a new thing that he wants to do, a new way for you to live. Don't live in being unforgiving. Live for being a forgiving person. He wants you to make a way in all of that wilderness, in all of that in the desert experience, that wilderness type experience you've been having in your life because you've been unforgiving. God wants to create something new in you. He wants you to let it go so there can spring forth something new in your life, which is forgiveness, loving others, treating one another correctly, treating one another in kindness. He wants you to let it go. Number 10, trust the Lord with your emotions. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You cannot trust God 50%, 60%, 70%. You're going to have to trust God with all of your heart. Everything in you has to trust God when you're learning to forgive other people, one another, when you're learning to forgive others. Forgiveness is easily said, but it's more harder to do, honestly, even spiritually. This is something that you have to want to do. And when you want to do it, you'll trust God with your emotions. You'll trust in the Lord with all your heart. You won't lean to your own understanding because your understanding will tell you they never should have done that. You need to find a way to get back at them. Let them make them pay. Don't walk past them and don't speak. All sorts of things go through your mind when you lean to your own understanding where unforgiveness is lingering in your life. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all of your ways, in this painful situation, in what just happened to me, God, that's painful, what she just said to me is it hurt my heart. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God will tell you exactly what to do. In some instances, remember I said on another show, in some instances you will not be able to go back and have a dialogue with the person. You may not be able to go back and sit down and have a conversation about what took place, why did it take place. Let's forgive one another. Let's move forward. Let's not let this linger. Sometimes you have to do it spiritually by faith without ever talking, speaking with the other person, because some situations are truly dangerous to enter back into, to try to reconcile and to mend. You have to let the Spirit of God do the work. Trust the Lord with your emotions. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Step 11. God has a plan for your life bigger than unforgiveness. The plan that he has for your life is bigger than unforgiveness. And anytime you let unforgiveness linger, the plan of God is blocked by your unforgiveness. Because unless you forgive, you're not going to be able to flow spiritually the way that God intends. The scripture says that if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you. And if you want to be forgiven by God and walk in the plan that he has for your life, you have to be a person who forgives others without any debt being owed to you. They can never repay you for what they've done. They don't have to do anything. Sometimes out of the kindness of people's heart, they do nice things. Let me treat you to coffee. Let me treat you to Coke. I'm sorry I did that. I'm going to try my very best never to do that again. Let's mend this. Let's heal this. Those are people who are spiritually matured as you are. But when they're not, they may never come back. They may never apologize. And in the time frame that you think they should apologize. And so you have to know that God's plan for your life is bigger than unforgiveness. And then the last one, 12, let the peace of God rule your heart. Let the peace of God rule your heart. Let the peace of God rule your heart. I want that to sink for a minute, because I know that there are things and situations that have occurred in your life that are extremely painful, or that were horrific in nature, right? That was emotionally damaging to you. And you struggle sometimes trying to find the peace of God to rule in your heart. The peace of God is going to rule in your heart when you, by faith, forgive, and when you, by faith, say, God, I yield myself to you. I want your peace to take over full control. I want to trust you, and I want to walk in the plan that you have for my life, because it's bigger than this emotional pain that I'm experiencing. It's bigger than unforgiveness. It's bigger than the anger. It's bigger than the wrath that's festering on the inside of me. It's bigger than anything that's inside of me right now that's not aligning with your word. I know that when your peace resides on the inside of me, when I cast it upon you because you care for me, and your peace that passes all understanding resides on the inside of me, I know then I have positioned myself to walk in the plan that you have for my life, which is bigger and better than unforgiveness. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your good and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." Step 11 and 12 are so connected. 11 again, God has a plan for your life bigger than unforgiveness. And 12, let the peace of God rule your heart. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's how powerful the peace of God is. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. That's the first thing it does. It surpasses all understanding, even the understanding you think you have about the situation or the incident that harmed you. The peace of God surpasses that understanding. And second, it says it will guard your heart, right, where your emotions reside. Remember, it says in the scriptures, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. The peace of God will become a gatekeeper of your heart. And then it says, and your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, which is synonymous with mind, so is he. As a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. This is how powerful the peace of God is. When it rests in your spirit, it takes over, right, what you're thinking. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. It will guard your heart and it will guard your mind. That's how powerful it is. When you release unforgiveness and you walk in forgiveness, when you go through a series of steps to help you to forgive and position yourself to be in a righteous standing with God, this is what you can experience. The peace of God will rule your heart. Because the heart is where our emotions are. The heart is where that unforgiveness is going to be residing and creating all those ungodly emotions in your life and behaviors that come from your emotions because they're unhealed. When you learn to forgive others and when you allow God, the Spirit of God, to teach you how to be a forgiving person, when you put in a place a forgiving practice in your life where you take yourself through these steps to make sure that you're forgiving other people. And this is done in the privacy of your own home. The word of God says that what you do secretly, God will reward openly. So when you learn things secretly from the word of God, meaning when you surrender yourself to allowing the word of God to become alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword in your life, cutting and dividing and getting those things out that should not be lingering in your spirit, openly, your life will show forth as a spiritually matured saint who is loving, who is kind, who is peaceful, and who is forgiving. That's how powerful forgiving others, when you take yourself through a process of learning how to forgive, powerful that process is, it shows up in your life in a way that no one can dispute that you are spiritually mature, because you can't do it outside of the Word of God. No one can say that you're not peaceful, that you're angry, that you're full of bitterness, resentful. No, they have to say you walk in a spirit of peace. No one can say that you're not kind to others in the body of Christ and others even outside the body of Christ. And no one can say that you're not showing loving kindness towards others. Those things make you spiritually mature. Those things, this type of life and being forgiving positions you to take on the fruit of the Spirit, so the fruit of the Spirit can operate openly in your life. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that this series has been helping you along the way. We have one more show to go where we're going to wrap up everything and go through this, do a brief recap for this. Again, if you have not been joining live or listening to the replays as we go along, I encourage you to go back, starting with days 1 and 2, and at your convenience, listen to the replays so that you can learn how to forgive others. Forgiving others is important in life. If you want to walk in the fullness of joy in your life, if you want to experience joy in your life, learn to forgive. It doesn't mean that people won't make mistakes and say and do things to towards us. And some people will intentionally say and do hurtful and mean things towards you. But that doesn't mean that your life has to be hindered by what they do. I know there are some situations, as I said on previous shows, that have been horrific: sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, tormenting. People who are tormenting you mentally that you're close to and that has festered and gone on for years. I know those things are horrific, and you need some other assistance. You need counseling. You need life coaching therapy, or you need some type of psychological therapy to help you to go back and resolve those issues from your pain, from your past, rather, so that that pain will not cause your present-day life to be hindered. So there are some instances where you must go back and get counseling for those situations and circumstances that have occurred in your life if you want to walk in fullness. And the Bible says it this way, that in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. We, as the believers, should be in the forefront of counseling. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety. So I encourage you to go back and listen. If you have not been following along the way, or if you missed a couple of shows, go back. And even if you've been live along the way and listen to all the replays, go back at your convenience when you need to and re-listen or listen to them again, because this will help you throughout life. So thank you once again, everybody. I'm Minister Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me today for How to Let Go Gracefully, Even When It Feels Hard, days 11 and 12 of the Learning to Forgive Others radio series 14-day challenge. I am your radio host and your challenge host. Thank you. God bless you, everyone. Have an awesome day.